Dossier 2.0, whistleblower complaint relies on Soros-funded investigative reporting group that partnered with BuzzFeed. By Aaron Klein on September 26, 2019. Sections of a so-called whistleblower's complaint alleging President Donald Trump was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 presidential race relies upon a self-described investigative journalism organization bankrolled massively by billionaire activist George Soros. The complainer admits, "I was not a direct witness to most of the events described." Still, the so-called whistleblower goes on to allege that Trump pressured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. The transcript of the phone call authorized for release by President Trump evidences no such pressure or quid pro quo and shows the request to investigate alleged corruption involving Biden and his family was a small part of the call. The whistleblower concedes that his information is based on second-hand knowledge. However, "I found my colleagues' accounts of these events to be credible because, in almost all cases, multiple officials recounted fact patterns that were consistent with one another." One key section of the so-called whistleblower's document claims that multiple U.S. officials told me that Mr. Giuliani had reportedly privately reached out to a variety of other Zelensky advisors, including Chief of Staff Andrei Bodin and Acting Chairman of the Security Service of Ukraine Ivan Bakunov. This was allegedly to follow up on Trump's call with Zelensky in order to discuss the cases mentioned in that call, according to the so-called whistleblower's narrative. The complainer was clearly referencing Trump's request for Ukraine to investigate the Biden corruption allegations. Even though the statement was written in first person, "multiple U.S. officials told me," it contains a footnote referencing a report by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCRP. That footnote reads, "In a report published by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, on 22nd of July, two associates of Mr. Giuliani reportedly traveled to Kiev in May 2019 and met with Mr. Bakunov and another close Zelensky advisor, Mr. Serhiy Shafir." The so-called whistleblower's account goes on to rely upon that same ICRP report on three more occasions. It does so too. Write that Ukraine's Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko also stated that he wished to communicate directly with Attorney General Barr on these matters. Document that Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani had spoken in late 2018 to former Prosecutor General Shokin in a Skype call arranged by two associates of Mr. Giuliani. The ICRP report repeatedly referenced his actually a joint investigation by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, and BuzzFeed News, based on interviews and court and business records in the United States and Ukraine. BuzzFeed infamously also first published the full anti-Trump dossier alleging unsubstantiated collusion between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. The dossier was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee and was produced by the Fusion GPS opposition dirt outfit. The ICRP and BuzzFeed joint investigation resulted in both ICRP and BuzzFeed publishing similar lengthy pieces on July 22 claiming that Giuliani was attempting to use connections to have Ukraine investigate Trump's political rivals. The so-called whistleblower's document, however, only mentions the largely unknown ICRP and does not reference BuzzFeed, which has faced scrutiny over its reporting on the Russia collusion claims. Two unofficial U.S. operatives reporting to Trump's lawyer privately lobbied a foreign government in a bid to help the president win in 2020, was the title of the BuzzFeed piece. ICRP's article was titled, "Meet the Florida Duo Helping Giuliani Investigate for Trump in Ukraine." The charges in the article seem to be the public precursors for a lot of the so-called whistleblower's own claims. Soros, Google, Omidyar Network. The Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, describes itself as a non-profit media organization providing an investigative reporting platform for the ICRP network. Using generalized phraseology, it states, "We now connect 45 non-profit investigative centers in 34 countries, scores of journalists and several major regional news organizations across Europe, Africa, Asia, the Middle East and Latin America." Every page of the ICRP website features the same bottom section listing the icons of four of the organization's top funders, including Soros's Open Society Foundations and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. Indeed, a QR provides a hyperlink to the webpage for Soros's Open Society at the bottom left corner of every page on a QR's own website. Soros's Open Society was listed as the number 2 donor in most of the annual financial records posted on the QR's website starting in 2012. Some years list Soros as the organization's top donor. A QR advertises its other funders, including Google, the National Endowment for Democracy, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund and the U.S. State Department Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. Another listed QR funder is the Omidyar Network, which is the nonprofit for liberal billionaire eBay founder Pierre Omidyar. Like QR, the Poynter Institute's so-called news fact-checking project is openly funded by not only Soros Open Society Foundations but also Google and the National Endowment for Democracy. The Omidyar Network has partnered with the Open Society on numerous projects and it has given grants to third parties using the Soros-funded Tides Foundation. Tides is one of the largest donors to left-wing causes in the U.S. And a QR seems to have gone to bat for Soros on several occasions. One such example is an QR article titled, "How Macedonia's Scandal-Plagued Nationalists Lobbied America's Right and Pulled Them into an Anti-Soros Crusade." That piece targeted Breitbart News as well as conservative groups and Republicans, claiming conservative media outlets, such as Breitbart and Fox News, as well as the right-wing Heritage Foundation, have devoted considerable coverage to Soros' alleged meddling in Macedonia. And more than a dozen Republican congressmen have written critical letters questioning the U.S. Embassy and Ambassador Jess Bailey for working with Soros-linked NGOs. Macedonia has been a center of Soros's action network, with the Open Society boasting in its literature that it spent some $98.7 million funding groups in Macedonia since 1992. AKRP has also repeatedly targeted Hungary's nationalist government over its opposition to Soros-funded groups that Hungary accuses of meddling in internal affairs. Soros Group and Fusion GPS. As first reported by the Daily Caller, IRS filings showed the Democracy Integrity Project, a nonprofit funded by Soros, in turn hired firms tied to Fusion GPS and anti-Trump dossier author Christopher Steele for more than $3.8 million in 2017. The Daily Caller reported. The group paid $3.3 million to Bean LLC, the holding company that controls Fusion GPS. Another $250,000 was paid to Walsingham Partners Limited, a London-based firm owned by Steele and his partner, Christopher Burrows. TTIP paid another London-based intelligence firm called Eastock Associates Limited nearly $150,000, also for research consulting. The company has released investigative reports looking into whether Russia helped fund the Brexit campaign. Nearly $130,000 was paid to Edward Austin Limited, a London-based intelligence consultancy operated by Edward Baumgartner, a Fusion GPS contractor. Another $148,000 was paid to the law firm Zuckerman Speeder, which has represented Fusion GPS in a variety of dossier-related legal matters. Questions surround Biden family over Ukraine dealings. In his phone call with Zelensky, meanwhile, Trump asked him to investigate Biden and his son, the transcript relates. The transcript reads, "Entirely missing from much of the news media coverage is the larger context of the story, which spotlights significant questions about Biden's role in Ukraine policy under the Obama administration. This took place during a period where his son, Hunter Biden, received $50,000 a month from a natural gas company there. Ukraine in 2016 removed a key prosecutor probing alleged corruption involving the same firm paying Hunter Biden. Joe Biden 2 years later admitted to personally threatening to withhold loan guarantees from Ukraine unless the prosecutor in question, Viktor Shokin, was removed. Biden boasted about his role in the removal of Shokin during a panel discussion sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations in 2018. I remember going over to Ukraine, convincing our team that we should be providing for loan guarantees, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and from then-Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, Shokin. And they didn't," Biden said. "They were walking out to a press conference. I said, 'Nah, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president," I said, "call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, "You're not getting the billion." I looked at them and said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. He got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time. After it was revealed that Hunter Biden joined the board of Burisma Holdings in 2014, ethics experts were quoted by the news media as raising questions about potential conflicts of interest. Joe Biden claims no wrongdoing. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.